The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo. In the headlines, GBC rounds off 8 years anniversary lecture series today. Parliament approves $25 million loan to improve transport sector. Police intercept 80 boxes of ammunition being transported from Accra to Techiman. And communities in Liberia under pressure to release land for palm plantation. And using detail. The last in the series of lectures to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation comes off today. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Blay Amihie, is billed to speak on the topic, Broadcasting, a Vital Tool for National Harmony and Cohesion. This is part of what he's expected to say.
Broadcasting a tool for national harmony. And so I intend to dilate on the functions of broadcasting and recommend that the media as a whole should be agents of peace. Finally, I intend to use the platform to address issues raised about the TV lines of sea.
Chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Blay Amihie, giving a gist on this afternoon's lecture. Meanwhile, a stakeholders forum on the broadcasting bill has opened in Accra. It is to finalize work on the draft broadcast bill, which has been on the table for 10 years. Minister of Communications, Dr. Omani Buama, who opened the forum, tags the participants to look at the issues from a national perspective. Is that currently there are over 390 radio and 58 TV stations in Ghana and hope the broadcasting law will sanitize the media landscape. Brighton Trauma reports.
There are still some lingering issues surrounding the broadcasting bill that is preventing its conclusion. These include ownership of media houses and the number of radio stations that can be owned by individuals. Also, there is a challenge with the definition of who is a broadcaster. The Attorney General has also raised issues with the bill. Minister of Communications, Dr. Omani Buama, said the bill will clarify the conflicting role between the National Media Commission and the National Communications Authority.
Presently, the existing legislations on broadcasting relate to the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation Act, National Media Commission Act, established in accordance with Articles 166 and 167 of the Constitution, the National Communications Authority Act, and the Electronic Communications Act, and subsidiary legislation enacted under these laws. The National Communications Authority Act and the Electronic Communications Act, which relate to the establishment of broadcasting services, are limited to authorization of the use of the radio frequency spectrum for broadcasting. The international best practice, which entails using program content as a key criterion for the authorization and regulation of broadcasting services in the public interest, is almost absent from our legislation. The bill, as it stands, seeks to clarify and define the roles of the two regulatory bodies responsible for the management of the sector, that is, the National Media Commission and the National Communications Authority. While the National Media Commission is a constitutional body with the responsibility to safeguard the freedom and independence of the mass media, as well as to ensure that the content of the media is of the highest standard, the National Communications Authority was established to regulate communications by wire, cable, radio, television, satellite.
Dr. Omani Buama said, because there is no law governing broadcasting, it has resulted to the proliferation of broadcasting media.
The total number of TV operators authorized by the National Communications Authority in Ghana stood at 58, with over 390 authorizations granted for FM radio stations across the entire country. 58 TV stations, 390 FM radio stations. According to the list from the National Communications Authority, 37 FM stations were for the state-owned broadcasting services, 273 for private commercial radio stations, 63 for community radio stations, and 17 were for campus radio stations. The refreshing pluralism introduced into our mass media landscape has indeed opened up access to new and diverse voices which continue to promote and deepen democracy and citizen participation in governance and development. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, the paradox, however, has been that legislation has lagged behind these new developments on the media landscape. The existing legislation framework does not fully address the requirements for sustainable broadcasting in a technological environment, and it has become important to have a broadcasting law to address the legal and regulatory challenges that will promote our social, political, economic, educational, developmental, and cultural well-being.
The chairman of the National Media Commission, Kabra Abli Amihie, said the constitution does not allow the NMC to bite and said the broadcasting bill will help sanitize the media landscape.
Brighton Trauma reporting. Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa says government will continue to support the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center to enhance its capacity to deliver a globally recognized training for African and international peace and security actors. He was speaking at the fourth joint graduation of the 101 batch of 2014 and 2015 intakes at Teshi in Accra. He said the goal is to ensure that Africa becomes peaceful. He said the goal to ensure that Africa becomes peaceful is achievable, especially when the continent begins to train, equip, and lead the deployment of its own expertise to solve problems. Study Year reports.
Among the graduates were the National Security Advisor Baba Kamara, former Majority Leader in Parliament and MP for Zebila Cletus Avoka, Volta Regional Minister Helen Ntoso, MP for Ablekuma West Esla Usu Ekufu, Radio Ghana's Judith Doe, the Director of GBC's Obonu FM Intema, Claire Banoy Yakubu, and to the Chairman of the National Peace Council, Professor Emmanuel Asante. Vice President Emesa-Afa said, since the academic programs were launched in 2010, important strides have been made in the broader area of peace and security in Africa.
Gradually, we are building and expanding our local capacity for the prevention, the management, and resolution of conflicts in our region. The security challenges facing Africa are many. Some are very complex and have persisted for many decades. In all the sub-regions of our continent, we have examples of conflicts that have their origin in either ethnic differences, disputed elections, and religion, among others. And many of them continue to elude our best efforts at resolution. But that should not deter us. Our efforts to ensure that Africa becomes peaceful is achievable, especially when we begin to train, equip, and lead the deployment of our very own expertise to solve these problems.
Vice President Emesa-Afa asked the graduates to bring to bear their expertise and the knowledge they have acquired in conflict prevention and resolution.
This is not just another graduating class of people who are starting life. Most of you are at the tail end of your careers, and I urge that you make use of the knowledge that you have acquired at this center to improve the well-being of our society.
The commandant of the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center, Major General Obed Akwa, said the center is determined to maintain high academic standards in building expertise for conflict prevention, resolution, peace and security.
We are confronted in our sub-region with piracy, human trafficking, narcotics, financial fraud, terrorism, election-related violence, and many more, which continue to erode the modest gains of our economic prosperity. We at KRPTC believe that these vices must be preempted and curbed by preparing highly qualified expertise needed to proactively confront them to enable us to develop peacefully.
Esla Usu Ekufu emerged the overall best student for the Executive Master of Arts course in Conflict, Peace and Security. Sydney Kobi Adika and Gertrude Chilagat Chelimo, a Kenyan, were adjudged the overall best student of the Master of Art in Conflict, Peace and Security and Master of Art in Gender, Peace and Security courses. Seti here reporting for Radio Ghana.
A director at the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in charge of nutrition, Professor Anna Lati, says the negative image about Africa when it comes to issues of malnutrition can be erased when African countries adopt a multi-sectoral nutrition approach. She said this intervention should be mainstreamed into all strategic objectives for sustainable development. Speaking at the second FAO Africa Regional Nutrition Conference in Accra, Professor Lati said African countries should not embrace consistent malnutrition as a normal condition, but rather work towards its eradication. Rhoda Wilson has the details.
Hunger eradication, nutrition and climate change are FAO top priorities for sustainable development. FAO is the lead technical UN agency on agriculture and nutrition linkages, assisting governments of sub-Saharan African countries to mainstream nutrition into their agricultural policies, programs and investment plans. the director in charge of nutrition at FAO, Professor Analati, said malnutrition cut across different areas and not only undernutrition, which is known to all. She stressed the need for malnutrition to be made a global priority through commitment and funding.
We should not just think of only undernutrition, but we should look at both undernutrition and also overweight and obesity. There are also types of malnutrition. Certainly, I think that in every country, the country should see the areas where the problems are more severe, and they should put special emphasis in those areas. You know, we cannot leave out the rural areas, because if the country has to develop, the country as a whole, that should develop. If other regions are doing well and other areas are not doing well, as far as malnutrition is concerned, the country is not doing well. So I think that every country should look at the nutrition architecture and see where the problems are highest and decide what they can do to address the problem in those regions.
Speaking at the conference, the Assistant Director General at FAO, Jomo Sundaram, noted that the problem of nutrition is transferred from generation to generation. He said there is the need to address nutritional problems through a coordinated approach.
Rhoda Wilson files that report. Findings from the School of Public Health at the University of Ghana show that though Ghanaians generally have knowledge about Ebola, misconceptions and high-risk social-cultural practices cloud the real picture of the disease. According to the findings, the surprising aspect is that urban dwellers were found to be more vulnerable with regards to information, attitude and beliefs concerning Ebola. At a meeting to present the findings to stakeholders in Accra, the Dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Richard Adanu, said the findings clearly show that tracking and preventing Ebola in Ghana has moved beyond the establishment of a ministerial committee to a more rigid approach to effectively disseminate information on Ebola to the people. Irapuna Taha and Monica Gannab have filed this report.
Even though Ghana has not yet recorded any confirmed Ebola viral disease, social factors have been reported to hinder efforts to control the outbreak in the three most affected countries in West Africa. In this regard, the WHO provided funding to the School of Public Health at the University of Ghana to undertake a study with the following objectives. They are to determine the existing knowledge on Ebola, identify population barriers that may hinder the containment of Ebola in an event of a confirmed case, and to explore the appropriate social mobilization strategy in the prevention of Ebola. At a meeting in Accra to present the findings, the Dean of the School of Public Health, Dr. Richard Adanu, explained the outcome of the findings.
With Ebola virus disease, a lot of the work that has been done and a lot of the things that have been said have gone around the area of laboratory medicine, trying to understand the virus better, because everybody is looking at Ebola from the aspect of the science and how this can be addressed. When we focus on hardcore science without thinking of the people who are in the center of the science, we sometimes miss the mark, because it's very easy to come out with a drug that works very well, or with an intervention that works very well. But if we ignore the culture and the practice of the people around.
The Director of Disease Prevention and Control at the WHO, Dr. Sally Ann Ohini, said though Ghana is fortunate to have not recorded any Ebola, efforts to contain the disease in an event of an outbreak is not encouraging.
Irabna Paha reporting. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Dr. Kweku Ajimamensa, has charged the Ghana Water Company Limited to deliver on its core mandate. He asked the company to work harder than ever to achieve the targets set for each month to become the best utility company in the country. The sector minister made the call at the inauguration of the refurbished office complex to mark the 50th anniversary of the company in Accra. Ejona Mensa has the details.
The Ghana Water Company Limited is charged with the responsibility of water supply and sanitation in the country and conducting of research into water and sewage, as well as engineering surveys and plans. The GWCL is also responsible for the construction and operation of water and sewage works and the setting of standard. Launching the month-long Golden Jubilee anniversary, the sector minister, Dr. Kweku Ajimamensa, said government has begun a number of projects scattered across the country for the realization of universal water by 2015.
We can boast of a number of projects, various stages of completion being implemented with the objective of achieving universal water access by Wild Water Supply, Essentially Water Supply, Akimoda Akwetia Winneba Water Supply, and Kwau Ridge Konongo and Kumeru Three Phase Water Supply Projects. Mention also needs to be made of the 40 million gallons per day Pong Water Supply Project, which supplies water Accra Tema Metropolitan Area.
The managing director of GWCL, Engineer Fred Loco, said the company has so far provided constant quality water to its customers.
Groundwater, particularly in Accra Tema Metropolitan Area, has been a big challenge. This has gone on for so many years, but kindly, all parts of Accra Tema Metropolis are getting water. And this has come as a result of the hard work and forward planning that we've been able to do over the years. And this, in addition to improvements in other parts of the country, I mean, we take Shanti. We've done projects in Baikesi, we've done in Mampong, we're doing currently in Kumewu. If you go up north, when we are in Upper East and so on. So we've been working towards achieving 100% black coverage for all Ghanaians by the year 2025.
The celebration is under the theme GWCL at 50, Potable Water Provision in Ghana, Prospects for the Future.
Edgenham Nissen's report. Meanwhile, Ghana Water Company Limited will this year pilot a prepaid metering system in selected communities and major cities across the country. The new metering system is expected to enhance and fast-track collection of revenue. It is also expected to help the company track and trace illegal connections and the delay in payments by consumers. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the managing director of the company, Fred Loco, said the company is determined to collect all revenue due it.
We have several strategies that we are looking at to improve on efficiency. Prepaid metering is one of the ways, but for now, we are not doing prepaid metering. But in order for us to assess the feasibility of it, we are indeed planning some pilot projects just to examine the feasibility of doing it. And once we establish that this is feasible, then definitely we will have to deploy it, not throughout the country or in all sectors. Technologies like these, you have to use them selectively. So it's not as if we are suddenly going to get on the scene and install prepaid meters everywhere. No, we are going to
pilot this year.
Yeah, we're going to do the pilot this year, and it's going to be in segments. It's not going to be throughout the country.
Managing Director of the Ghana Water Company Limited, Fred Loco. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: GBC rounds off 80th anniversary lecture series today. Parliament approves $25 million loan to improve transport sector. Police intercept 80 boxes of ammunition being transported from Accra to Techiman, and communities in Liberia under pressure to release land for palm plantation. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. Parliament has approved a $25 million loan to further augment funding for the transport sector project. The project began in 2009 and is expected to be completed this year. It is geared towards increasing Ghana's competitiveness in foreign trade by reducing international transport costs and improve local trade markets. The chairman of the Finance Committee of Parliament, James Abeji, said the initial $225 million facility from the World Bank is not adequate for the intended activities under the project. Thus, the request for additional $25 million. The funding will support the rehabilitation of the Ayamfori-Asawinsu Road and the construction of selected roads in the Accra East Corridor. The chairman of the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament, Alhaji Amadou Sorogo, says Parliament is helping government solve the energy problem by approving a number of loans for the sector. Speaking on Behind the News on yesterday's power outage in Parliament, he said the situation was unfortunate and to a large extent affected the work of the House. He said a lot is being done to improve energy delivery in the country and appealed to Ghanaians to have faith in the government. The chairman of the Mines, the campaign coordinator of ISODEC, Dr. Steve Mantio, called on governments to harness more short-term measures to provide immediate relief for Ghanaians as it explores the medium to long-term plans to end the crisis. The police in Accra have impounded 80 boxes of ammunition that were being transported from Accra to Techiman in the Bronga-Afo region. The ammunition was kept in the luggage compartment of an OA vehicle with registration number AW675812, which was traveling to Techiman. The ammunition was impounded at the Doblo barrier on the Accra-Insawam highway upon police intelligence. Three people have so far been arrested. Meanwhile, police have begun investigations into the matter. The Accra Regional Police Public Relations Officer, ASP Ifeatenge, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the vehicle and the exhibits have been impounded by the police. She spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The police had information that a bus with registration number AW675824 registered was on its way from Accra to Techiman and it had loaded passengers. So this bus was also on board some boxes of ammunition. So the police intercepted the vehicle at the Blue Barrier, where we conducted a search on the vehicle and found out that, yes, indeed, it was carrying 80 boxes of AAA and BB cartridges. Presently, the cartridges have been intercepted by the police and we are doing further investigation in order to find out who owns it and where actually was going and for the purpose of its transportation.
Apart from intercepting the ammunition, have you made any arrests?
Yes, there are two people on board, well, that is the driver and the mate, were arrested. And we arrested Kujobili, he's 47 years, and he was the driver. And also Ibrahim Yoke, who is also 23 years, and the driver's mate. So we are also now in police custody assisting the police investigation. For the mate, he was saying that it belongs to someone in Techiman. And however, efforts were made for that particular man to also be arrested. We are trying to ensure that we also subject him to interrogation to find out who owns that large quantity of ammunition.
Can you confirm whether the man has been arrested?
Yes, the man was also arrested.
This ammunition or cartridges, if you say AAA and the rest, for the layman, we don't understand exactly what it means. How dangerous can this be?
They are all ammunition and the laws is against transportation or even possession of these guns unless you have lawful authority to possess them. Otherwise, no one is supposed to carry such ammunition.
Have you picked up any information as to where they were taken from?
They were from Accra to Techiman.
Accra Regional Police Public Relations Officer ASP Ifeatenge talking to Bubu Klinogo. The Supreme Court has dismissed a suit filed by lawyer Ephraim John Baden against the Bank of Ghana over the depreciation of the cedi. Mr. Baden was invoking the court's jurisdiction to order the Bank of Ghana to stabilize the cedi and also make a declaration that the central bank has contravened the constitution by failing to stabilize the national currency. According to the lawyer, the decline of the cedi has affected him economically as he lost some wealth through losses in foreign exchange. The court, however, said it is not the proper forum for the plaintiff to ventilate his frustrations. The court was of the opinion that it has no power to direct the executive on how the economy should be managed and therefore finds it inappropriate for it to make an order for the formulation of a monetary policy. According to the Supreme Court, the issue falls outside its constitutional mandate as it is a task for trained professionals at the Bank of Ghana. The court also said inflation is not affecting only Ghana but a global phenomenon. The court held the view that if agricultural imports are reduced and poor attitudes to work is improved, it could improve productivity and avoid waste. The first Ghanaian female to be appointed ambassador and permanent representative to the UN has been sworn in at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Mrs. Masapobi, until her appointment, was Ghana's High Commissioner to South Africa. She takes over from Ambassador Ken Kanda, who retired in March this year, after 39 years of duty in the Foreign Service. President John Mahama asked the UN ambassador to sell Ghana's potential to the outside world. He reminded her of her prime responsibility to take interest in the welfare of Ghanaians in her area of jurisdiction.
Posting the permanent representative to the United Nations is one of our more upscale diplomatic postings, and it does take quite a lot of work. You're going to get your baptism of fire in September when the UN General Assembly sits. And I know that you will distinguish yourself in terms of the preparations that are made, in terms of the appointments we have to meet, and in terms of putting Ghana's best foot forward. And so I can just wish you the best of luck. You are holding the standard of all Ghanaian women, and all Ghanaian women will be looking up to you to distinguish yourself, to show that what men can do, women can even do better.
President John Mahama. The UN Ambassador Mrs. Masapobi pledged to work to promote government's transformational agenda. In foreign news, communities in Liberia are being pressurized to sign away their land to make way for palm oil plantations. According to a campaign group Global Witness, some Liberians who refused to release their land were beaten and requested the government to investigate it. The group says the company behind the deal signed the agreement mandating residents to give away their lands. And Greece has taken a crucial step towards a bailout after its parliament passed a crucial second set of reforms. The passage of the reforms means negotiations on an 86 million euro EU bailout can begin. The plan received 230 votes in favor and 63 against, with 5 abstentions. Representatives of European institutions that will provide the funds will begin negotiations in Athens tomorrow. To end the news, the main point. The last in the series of churches to celebrate the 80th anniversary of GBC takes place this afternoon. Chairman of the National Media Commission, Kapel Bleyamiye, will speak on the topic, broadcasting, a vital tool for national and cohesion. Parliament has approved a $25 million loan to improve the transport sector. The police have intercepted 80 boxes of ammunition being transported from Accra to Techiman. And communities in Liberia are under pressure to release land for palm plantation. According to a campaign group Global Witness, the company behind the land issue signed the agreement mandating residents to give away their lands. That ends the news from Radio Ghana.